And we're here. Something's missing. Wait a second. There we go. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Pop Cultured. I'm Carrie, that's Cedric, and we are your humble pop culture servants here to give you all the latest and greatest news from the past week. Once again, last week proved to be a very busy week in the world of pop culture, and I don't want to waste your time, so let's get right into the news and let's get you pop cultured. Our top story of the week is about Kristen Cavallari and ex Jay Cutler and the mysterious photo that they both shared to Instagram. In August of 2020, Kristen and Jay announced that they had made plans to separate after a decade together. But on January 22nd, the soon-to-be ex-spouses post matching photos to Instagram that had fans scratching their heads. The pic showed the former couple who announced their split in April and featured the caption, quote, "The world is full of users. 10 years can't break that," end quote. Many fans, myself included, optimistically jumped to the conclusion that possibly the two were back together. But recently, a source close to the couple claimed that nothing has changed between the two. Quote, "They are still friends, but they are very single. They will always have each other's backs." Now, this would be a very short story, but there is another layer to it. Since the announcement of the divorce, Kristen and Jay have both reportedly been casually seeing other people. Kristen with comedian Jeff Dye, and Jay reportedly with Southern Charm star Madison LaCroix. This is where we get into the other layer. Apparently, Madison was not a fan of the Instagram photos of the two exes, but more specifically, she was not a fan of the caption, which is said to be a dig at her. On Jay's photo on his Instagram, Bravo Summer House star Lindsay Hubbard commented, quote, "I'm confused." Madison replied to the comment, quote, "Call me sis and I'll tell you." She then followed it up with, "Can't wait to clear this up." A few hours later, Madison posted screenshots of a text message conversation supposedly between her and Cutler, saying in a story, "I keep quiet until I get called a liar." Okie dokie. I have some thoughts on this one. First of all, when I saw this pic pop up on my Instagram, I was immediately unwell. Like, unwell with thoughts, emotions, all the things. I have always loved Kristen and Jay together. So when they announced this past summer that they were splitting, my reality TV loving heart was broken. After my initial excitement of seeing the photo, I quickly calmed down. These two have a family together, they share three wonderful children, and if they were really going to get back together, I think that they would try and do it in a more discreet way, and they wouldn't put a weird picture with a weird caption on there to announce it to the world. That's just my opinion. So I personally don't think anything is coming from this. I don't think it proves that they're back together. I think it just proves that they're amicable and they're still friends and still co-parenting amongst all the rumors that are surrounding them right now. Honestly, we know that Kristen likes to have fun with the rumor mill and the tabloids and the press. We've seen her do this time and time again. In fact, she just recently did this with ex and childhood friend Stephen Colletti. It sent the internet ablaze, myself included, but nothing came of it. It was just her posting a picture that she knew the internet was gonna see and go crazy about. Now, in terms of the Madison LaCroix of this all, look, I don't watch Southern Charm, so I really didn't know who this girl was, but her posting these screenshots to, quote, clear her name is grade A messy. And nothing reminds me quicker that you're a D-list celebrity than you being super messy about stuff that should be handled in private. Real celebrities don't post screenshots to clear their name because they know how bad it makes them look when they do it. Have we ever seen Brad Pitt post a screenshot? No. Have we ever seen a celebrity of any real substance post a screenshot clearing their name? No, because rumblings on the internet from random people don't bother people like Brad Pitt. People who are real celebrities and real stars don't need to clear their name. This is just messy. And regardless of the little feud that's going on between this little circle here, I thought less of Madison after she posted those screenshots. Her name was not cleared. In fact, it just made her look even more D-list than she already is. I really think she could have handled this in a more discreet, in a more classy way than she chose to go about it. And it just looks bad on her, honestly. Jay Cutler and Kristen Cavallari are actual celebrities. They're actual stars. Madison isn't really. So her being dragged into this and reacting and handling it this way just goes to prove the disparity in their starness here. And it makes her look bad. And it just makes them look like two people who are trying to deal with a divorce and having a laugh at this person's expense. This was just petty. And honestly, when you live in a glass house and choose to throw stones, it usually doesn't end up well for you. Especially since Madison's Southern Charm co-star, Craig Conover, recently accused Madison of cheating on her then boyfriend with an ex-MLB star who's married. Yikes. Let this be a lesson. Messiness invites more messiness. And right now, Madison, you're just plain filthy. Moving on to our next story, the first photos of Kristen Stewart as Princess Diana have officially arrived. Months after news broke, Kristen Stewart would be playing Princess Diana in the upcoming Pablo Larraín-directed biopic entitled Spencer. The first photo of the actress and character have been released. In the photo, Stewart can be seen sporting a red coat, Diana's signature blonde haircut, and a black hat with netting over her face. Stewart's resemblance of the late Princess of Wales is truly spot on. The movie, which is set to be released in the fall ahead of the 25th anniversary of Diana's death in 2022, will center on a December 1991 weekend as Princess Diana spends Christmas with the royal family and makes a significant decision to end her marriage to Prince Charles. As many fans may recall, their divorce was finalized in August 1996, 1 year before the mother of two's tragic, untimely death. Okay, I will be honest here. When I heard that Kristen Stewart was tapped to play Princess Diana for this movie, I was shocked. You can go back and listen to the Pop Culture Friday episode where I talked about this. The shock was all over my voice. I was shocked. I did not see it being a fit. I didn't see it looks-wise, and I really didn't see it acting-wise. Kristen has always played very specific types. Twilight, anyone? And I thought this role would be a major departure from the type of role that she normally takes. That being said, I always respect anyone trying to do something out of their normal realm, and honestly, nailing this role could be a huge shift for her in her career and getting future roles. I'll be really eager to see how she brings Diana to life on screen in the acting part, but the looks part is uncanny. This photo was stunning and really caught me off guard by how much it truly looks like Di. This also reminds me yet again how incredible the costume and makeup departments of these big films are. I felt the exact same way when I saw Christian Bale play former Vice President Dick Cheney in the movie Vice, and then when I saw Rami Malek play Freddie Mercury in the movie Bohemian Rhapsody. Those were amazing transformations, and I have to say this one's pretty incredible as well. I stand corrected. I look forward to seeing this film when it comes out. On to our next story, kind of a somber one here. Many celebs pay tribute to Kobe Bryant 1 year after his tragic death. January 26th marked 1 year since the tragic passing of NBA superstar Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gianna, and seven other people who were aboard Bryant's helicopter when it crashed in Calabasas, California. Many stars, including actors, athletes, and musicians, took to social media to pay tribute to Kobe. Many of the facts surrounding the fatal crash, from the pilot's experience to the weather conditions to the helicopter safety features, are all known, but a final determination on what caused the crash has yet to be made public. The National Transportation Safety Board is set to release its final report on the incident on February 9th, including approximate cause and subsequent safety recommendations. In the meantime, the board has released over 1,800 pages of factual evidence collected during its investigation, including interview transcripts, email records, text messages, photos, and video footage from cameras in the area. Look, it's still kind of hard to even believe that this wasn't just a bad dream. I was actually in LA only a few days after Kobe's passing last year, and I could instantly tell that the entire city was just so somber and broken over Kobe's passing. Kobe was one of those people who took his gift in one thing, achieved so much with it, and then used that to lead change in other areas. Besides being a five-time NBA champion and an 18-time NBA All-Star, Kobe won an Oscar for a short film he produced called Dear Basketball, and had his own production company which developed different media, ranging from films to television shows to novels. Not to mention he was doing so much for the girls' basketball community in Southern California with his Mamba Sports Academy. There are a lot of people in Kobe's position who would take their money and their accolades from such an amazing sports career, and they would just veg on it. Kobe was not one of those guys. He didn't want to stop. It was almost just the beginning of what he was gonna do with the rest of his life, and he had already achieved so much, and for that, I respect the heck out of him. I wish nothing but peace for the entire Bryant family, and I cannot imagine how difficult this past year has been for them. Let's get on to some congrats and condolences from the week. Our first congrats goes out to Alicia Keys. The R&B queen turned 40 on January 25th. Happy birthday to you, Alicia. She is such a queen. I love her. I actually just read her book, which is called More Myself, a couple of months ago, and really enjoyed it. So if you are an Alicia fan and you have not read that book, I definitely recommend it. Our next congrats goes out to Halsey. The singer announced on Wednesday that she is pregnant with her first child with screenwriter boyfriend Alvin Ayden. A big congrats goes out to her. I recently listened to her podcast interview on Dax Shepard's podcast, The Armchair Expert, and I really, really enjoyed it. So if you have not checked that out and want to get more of a peek inside of who Halsey is, definitely go check out that episode. Our next congrats might be my favorite one of the week. This congrats goes out to Champ and Major Biden. The two first dogs have officially moved into the White House. I am so happy to see dogs back in the White House. The Bidens have had Champ since 2008, but they adopted Major in 2018 through the Delaware Humane Association, making him the first rescue dog ever in the White House. Love does not begin to describe how I feel about this. It is amazing. You guys know I am so passionate about animal welfare and animal rights, and this warms my heart so much. There are so many amazing animals in shelters all across the country that are literally just waiting for a second opportunity. And I love that the Bidens are using their platform to bring a light to shelter pets and the fact that rescue animals are great, amazing pets. I am so happy for Major and for Champ, and I hope that they enjoy the White House, and I hope they poop all over the front lawn and do whatever they want. Most importantly, I hope that they just get to be dogs. Now, I had 2 weeks in a row without any condolences, but this week we definitely have some to give out. So let's get right into them. Our first condolence of this week goes out to the family of Larry King. The TV and radio legend passed away on January 23rd at the age of 87. A cause of death has not yet been released, but I am sending his entire family and those close to him well wishes during this extremely hard time. He was definitely a legend in the TV and radio world, and I know a lot of people are feeling his loss. Our next condolence of the week goes out to Dustin Diamond. The former Saved by the Bell star who played Screech Powers was recently diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. Reports say that he has started chemotherapy and is receiving the best care possible. Sending well wishes to his entire family, that's always tough to hear. That's gonna do it for this week's show, you guys. As always, I would love to hear your opinion about any of the stories I talked about in this episode. Tell me how you're feeling about Kay Stewart as Princess Di. Tell me how you're feeling about Jay and Kristen and the drama unfolding there. Put it all in the comments below. I would love to hear your opinions. If this is your first time here, hi, I'm Carrie, and I'm so glad that you were here today. If you enjoyed the show, please give this video a thumbs up and subscribe so that you don't miss next week's show. If you want to keep up with me on a daily basis, you can find me on Instagram. I am at carrie.gillespie. That's going to do it for today, y'all. Thank you so much for being here. You have officially been pop cultured.